This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of plantar fibromatosis, or Lederhose disease, from the pathology section on orthobullets.com. Let's start this episode with a quick summary. Plantar fibromatosis, also known as Lederhose disease, is a benign tumor of the foot plantar fascia that is characterized by myofibroblast and collagen proliferation. The condition usually presents in elderly patients with subcutaneous thickening or nodules in the foot. Diagnosis is made with a combination of physical examination and MRI studies. Treatment is observation for minimally symptomatic lesions. Surgical excision is recommended for lesions that are large, painful, or activity limiting. Now let's get into the episode. We'll start with the epidemiology. As far as the incidence of plantar fibromatosis, keep in mind that this is the most common soft tissue neoplasm in the foot. In terms of demographics, plantar fibromatosis is more common in males and is usually seen in middle-aged or elderly individuals and can affect individuals of all ages. In terms of anatomic location, plantar fibromatosis is bilateral in 25 to 50% of cases. Risk factors include male gender, Caucasian race, epilepsy, repeated trauma, diabetes, long-term alcohol use, chronic liver disease, and other fibrosing conditions, which we'll talk more about later on in the episode. Moving on to etiology, the pathophysiology of plantar fibromatosis occurs in three phases: the proliferative phase, the involutional/active phase, and the residual/resting phase. The proliferative phase is characterized by increased fibroblast activity and cell proliferation. The involutional/active phase is characterized by nodule formation. Finally, the residual/resting phase is characterized by decreased fibroblast activity, collagen maturation, and scar/contracture formation. As far as the genetics of plantar fibromatosis, unlike Dupuytren's disease, the genetic basis of plantar fibromatosis is unclear. Associated conditions with plantar fibromatosis include Dupuytren's disease, as plantar fibromatosis occurs in 25% of patients with Dupuytren's, and another associated condition is Peyronie's disease. Now, let's talk about some relevant anatomy, specifically regarding the plantar fascia. So the plantar fascia is composed of three bands: central, medial, and lateral. The medial band is most commonly affected in the setting of plantar fibromatosis. The plantar fascia originates from the medial and the anterior aspects of the calcaneus, divides into five digital slips at the MTP joints, and inserts on the base of the proximal phalanges. Now let's talk about the presentation of plantar fibromatosis. In terms of symptoms, patients are usually asymptomatic, but may become painful over time. On physical exam, inspection may reveal subcutaneous thickening or nodules, which is usually on the medial aspect of the plantar foot. You may find digital contractures, although this is rare. And be sure to evaluate for the presence of other fibrosing conditions like Dupuytren's disease or Peyronie's disease. As far as motion assessment, be sure to document ankle and hind foot motion and evaluate for the presence of Achilles tendon or gastrocnemius contractures. Moving on to imaging, recommended views on radiographs include an AP and lateral of the foot, however findings are usually normal. MRI is the imaging study of choice, and findings can include nodular thickenings on the medial aspect of the plantar aponeurosis, and this will manifest with low signal intensity on T1-weighted images due to the relative acellularity and high collagen content of the lesions, and it will also manifest as low or medium signal intensity on T2-weighted images, as this condition can have areas of high signal intensity if it's an aggressive type. Finally, ultrasound is another potential imaging modality you can use in the setting of plantar fibromatosis, and in terms of findings, you can see multiple lesions embedded on the plantar fascia with sharp juxtaposition between the less reflective fibroma and the much brighter plantar fascia surrounding it. The comb sign is something you may see on ultrasound, which is characterized by alternating linear bands of hypoechogenicity and isoechogenicity relative to the plantar fascia. This represents the hyperechoic fibrous regions of the fibroma on a background of hypoechogenic cellular matrix. As far as other studies, the gross anatomy of plantar fibromatosis is a lobulated, firm, irregular mass. On histology, you will see dense fibrocellular tissue with mature collagen and fibrocytes in various stages of maturation, and there's no atypical features or abnormal mitotic activity. The differential diagnosis for plantar fibromatosis includes post-traumatic neuroma, fibrosarcoma, and clear cell sarcoma. The treatment of plantar fibromatosis can be non-operative or operative. Non-operative management includes observation and supportive therapy, which is indicated as the first line of treatment. It's also indicated for lesions that are small or minimally painful. Modalities for supportive therapy include NSAIDs, orthotics, physical therapy, and corticosteroid injections. Operative options include excision plus or minus radiation, which is indicated for lesions that are large, painful, or activity limiting. Now let's talk about the technique for excision plus or minus radiation in the setting of plantar fibromatosis. So keep in mind that a total fasciectomy is preferred over local or wide excision due to the risk of recurrence. Keep in mind that there is a 57 to 100% recurrence rate with local excision. There is an 8 to 80% recurrence with wide excision with 2 to 3 centimeter margins. And there is a 0 to 50% recurrence with total fasciectomy. Be sure to avoid incisions directly over nodules, as this may lead to local recurrence due to intimate association of the nodule and the skin. If performing a partial fasciectomy, it is important to resect the nodule and the overlying skin. However, this may require skin grafting. Complications specific to this treatment include skin necrosis, nerve entrapment, and loss of arch height. In terms of outcomes, there is a high rate of local recurrence with a high-grade lesion. Therefore, consider postoperative radiation to minimize recurrence. The major complication for plantar fibromatosis is recurrence, as we just mentioned, and as far as incidence, this occurs in 60% of excised lesions and usually recurs as a more aggressive lesion. Risk factors include bilateral disease, multiple nodules, and family history of plantar fibromatosis. As far as prevention, as we previously mentioned, you can perform adjuvant radiation to try and minimize recurrence. Finally, let's end this review session talking about the prognosis for plantar fibromatosis. Keep in mind that malignant transformation is rare, and recurrence is common after local excision, but as we just mentioned, usually recurs as a more aggressive lesion. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over one quick question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic might be tested. A patient presents with subcutaneous thickening on the medial aspect of the plantar foot. MRI reveals nodular thickening on the medial aspect of the plantar aponeurosis that has low signal intensity on T1-weighted images and medium signal intensity on T2-weighted images. If excisional biopsy is performed, what is the most likely complication? And the choices are 1, metastatic spread, 2, recurrence of the lesion, 3, high likelihood of wound breakdown, 4, injury to the medial plantar nerve, and 5, loss of the local windlass effect of the plantar fascia. The correct answer to this question is 2, recurrence of the lesion. So the clinical exam findings and MRI of the patient in the question stem is consistent with plantar fibromatosis. The treatment is usually non-surgical. However, if surgery is indicated, wide local excision with excision of the entire plantar fascia is usually indicated. The main problem with simple excision of the lesion, as we mentioned several times, is the high chance of recurrence. The other listed complications are those that are a result of the wide local excision. That's all for this review about plantar fibromatosis or Lederhose disease. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Also, if you aren't already, be sure to follow OrthoBullets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for daily high-yield content. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.